The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Hey, it's the top of the hour, and it is time for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. This is the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems when we ask the right questions about our health, when we become engaged and we become our own doctors, thus allowing our bodies to heal themselves. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today I'm going to inspire you towards taking a responsibility to healing from diabetes. And we're in a series talking about diabetes, both type 1 and type 2, even type 3, which is more of a recent finding that says if your brain becomes insulin sensitive, you can't get enough sugar into your brain for using it for energy, we start to develop things like cognitive decline, dementia, and even Alzheimer's. So I hate to say it, but the problem becomes we have been not correcting diabetes as a nation or as a society or even as a medical community enough, and it's been leading over to a spill effect where now we're losing our brain functionality as a result. So you're going to learn today about two functional causes that are rarely, if ever, addressed in the conventional medical system. And these two root causes are a primary driving force as to why sometimes blood sugars get elevated, as to why A1C can be high, and possibly in your case, as to why you might be struggling with type 2 diabetes or any version of diabetes. We're talking today about subluxation. It's a neurological condition that affects your nervous system and its function, how your brain communicates with your organs. And we know with type 2 diabetes, of course, pancreas is involved, liver is involved, kidneys are involved. So we got to talk about how your nervous system makes those organs work and how if you have a condition known in the chiropractic and or functional community known as subluxation, it's an interference in nerve signaling because of a spinal bone being out of alignment. You can disrupt the message that comes from your brain to your organ tissues, and that effect can be either decreased function or increased function. Let's just use a basic analogy, okay? So someone with type 1 diabetes has low production of insulin because of their pancreas not producing enough. So could that be because of a neurological interference where the brain signal to the pancreas has become deficient? You're going to see some studies today of children receiving structural-based chiropractic care and reversing and reducing the amount of insulin that they need to use because they're now getting their spines working. I've seen that happen. This is not a cure-all, just so you guys know. This isn't some sort of mystical thing that says this will fix type 1 diabetes forever. But what it does is it increases nerve function so we get better pancreatic function and we can start to see a little more insulin activity, so thus a reduction in the reliance upon it. What about for type 2 diabetes? Well, here's what's interesting. Instead of them having really low insulin, they actually often have extremely high levels of insulin, so hypersecretion of insulin. And what happens is their cells become desensitized, so it doesn't work as well as it should. So they have uber high levels of insulin, can be because of irritation to a spinal nerve, making the pancreas hypersecrete insulin. And then also they have a reduction in the production of their insulin receptors, which can be caused, again, because of neurological interference towards regulatory systems, including the digestive system. That leads us to cause number two. So we have subluxation, neurological interference, aka neurogenic creation of type 2 diabetes or any version of diabetes. Then you have leaky gut or dysbiosis, the inappropriate bacterial relationships, the inflammation, the irritation to your digestive system, which causes a leak And therefore, we start spilling over toxins and bacteria, metabolites into the bloodstream, which can spike an autoimmune response. And listen, guys, the newest research, 2020, 2021, is suggesting that perhaps we've been looking at diabetes incorrectly. What if it's actually an autoimmune disease where the body becomes sensitive and attacks the insulin receptor, which is why they diminish, thus why there's elevated blood sugars and elevated insulin? And what if we've looked at it from the wrong perspective? Instead of it being genetic and because you eat too much sugars and you don't exercise enough, what if it's because you have an underlying leaky gut that's causing a spike in autoimmune antibodies, and now your body is attacking the receptors instead of repairing them? Guys, I'm going to break it to you. These are two functional causes that the research is evident with. I'm going to show you studies. I'm going to walk you through what they mean. We're going to connect dots today. And if you are someone struggling, if you're measuring your sugars on a regular basis, if you've got one of those continuous glucose monitors stuck to or taped to your arm, and you're constantly tapping your phone onto it to discover where your blood sugar is, okay, instead of managing the condition, we're going to introduce you to two root causes that if you fix these, according to the research, you can lower your sugars, lower your A1C, and start to conquer this condition called diabetes. So hey, is this your health hour? Does the Ask Dr. Ernst show exist so you get to ask your questions and we answer them? Yes. Tons and tons of questions coming across our desk about diabetes, blood sugar, insulin. So we started a series and I'm hosting a live event next Saturday, right? It's the 9th of September and it's at 10 a.m. in the morning and it's your option to join us for free. I'm giving away today our Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook. It contains a functional approach to reversing and or reducing type 1, type 2, and even type 3 diabetes. And everything inside this ebook talks about the functional causes, things you can do to fix it. We even have the top nutrient herbs that will work to regulate your sugar stronger and better than some of the medications you take. You can grab this for free right now. Text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. The masterclass next Saturday is yours for free. I'm going to take you through how do you discover if you have these functional root causes? How do you identify them with testing so we can score them? Then we can start to work on fixing them. And then what you will find is as you improve, your body will begin to heal by itself. We've seen patients with type 2 diabetes, A1Cs north of 6.5 and beyond, get pre-diabetic scores within 90 days, get 9 diabetic scores within another 90 days. So 6 months going from diagnostically type 2 diabetic down to non-diagnostic, and it's because instead of managing the symptoms, which in this case is elevated blood sugar, fatigue, weight gain, blood pressure, instead of working on those symptoms, we dig down deep into root causes. We reverse those, and the glory of glories is the God power inside of you. Your healing potential starts to take over. And the amazing thing is, to the same degree you can repair a fractured bone in 8 weeks completely, is the same degree that you can start to improve liver function, pancreatic function, kidney function, and it's a wonder of the body. Now watch this, okay? Subluxation is the neurological interference, okay? So we got to break this into two categories. Nerve interference can create an elevation in blood sugars. It can cause your body to not react properly. And I hope this makes somewhat simple sense. Your brain sends a signal down your spinal cord over your nerve roots to every single organ inside of you. And see, a lot of you think interference in your nervous system causes pain, pinched nerves, disc irritations, you know, tight muscles, etc. And while that certainly can be the effect, you can feel those things. Be careful, because a subluxation can also be silent. In the same nature that you can't feel clogged arteries, right? I can't wake up today and go, ah, I feel like I'm 36, 48, 72% clogged. You can't feel a subluxation in its early state. And the danger with this is you're losing function yet you feel fantastic. And this is sort of the classic mantra behind the issue with our healthcare system today. I wake up, I think I'm good, I look good, I feel good, I must be good. And how many people have you heard say that and end up with a diagnostic condition on their physical that year? End up with some sort of traumatic event, either a heart attack or a stroke or something. And they said, yeah, but I felt great before. My labs looked good. Why is this happening? So remember, you can't feel your health. So what you have to do is you have to test your health. And one avenue of health testing we're talking about today is neurological function. Okay, so in a normal situation, your spine, the bones and the discs of your neck, mid back, and low back are designed to surround and protect the most important system you have called your nervous system. Okay, your nervous system is made up of your brain, the master. Okay, they've actually estimated there's more brain cells in your brain than there are stars in the sky or in our galaxies. I mean, just think about this for a moment. You have hundreds, if not hundreds of billions or trillions or gigamillions or whatever is the largest number you can think of, cells inside of your brain. And every single one of them sends a little tiny fiber. Think of it like a nerve extension down through your neck, down through your body, down through this thing called a spinal cord. And as it exits between the spinal bones, the nerve roots go out to certain areas. And listen, nerves just don't cause pain. They also carry functional signals. So you have nerves that go to your eyes so you can see, right? Your ears so you can hear, your lungs so you can breathe, your heart so it's beat. Now here we go. Your pancreas, so it produces enzymes and hormones and things like insulin. Your liver, so it regulates your sugars, your triglycerides, your cholesterols. And a lot of our organs are working for us instead of against us. Your liver's literally trying to clean your blood out, keep your blood sugars regulated. And if you have a subluxation or an interference, if you have an alignment issue where one of the discs is wedged or bulged or the bone is shifted out of place, the nerve that exits can become irritated or interfered with. Okay, so simply put, if I grab this microphone monitor and I start to turn the gain down, if I start going like this, what you guys will notice is what happened? Where'd the sound go? As I start to turn it back up, see how it starts to come back? I can change the volume of my voice coming to you by simply interfering with the signals being sent through the microphone. Now, if it's completely shut off, so if I go like this, it's gonna be gone. And yet, if you're watching my live stream, you'll see. So notice I'm changing the gain. I disappeared, I came back. I'm interfering with the signals sent from the microphone out to the station, out to your voice. And that would be the analogy of a subluxation. It interferes with the signals from your brain to your body. Now notice the effect. You couldn't hear me for those few seconds. Yet I'm here in the studio talking. So it's not that I'm not doing my job. It's just you don't see, sense, or feel or hear it in this instance. And that would be the symptom. The cause is the interference. The symptom is you can't hear it. So here we go with the analogy. The cause is your blood sugars are high. The cause is your blood pressure's high. The cause is, you know, these are the symptoms, right? The symptom is elevated blood sugars, elevated A1C, elevated, you know, cholesterol, whatever. I've gained too much weight. I don't have enough energy. Symptoms. That's what you see, feel, and hear. The cause could be the disruption in how your brain is making your body work. In the chiropractic profession, we call it a subluxation. It means less light or power to your body. And if you have this condition, I promise you, it can be the root reason why maybe your blood sugars aren't being regulated fully. Let me give you some examples. Okay, this was a study that was published back in 2015. So yes, it's about almost 9 or 10 years old, but just listen, okay? A 67-year-old female who was diagnosed type 2 diabetic at the age of 40, so if you do the math, it's 27 years, has been medicating and managing her sugars medically. Well, she decides to go visit a chiropractor. Now, note the title, those of you watching our live stream, Resolution of Type 2 Diabetes or Diabetes Mellitus in a 67-year-old female following treatments of subluxation-based chiropractic care. Okay, so subluxation-based. They're looking for these things in your spine called subluxations. It is an alignment issue. You can detect them and find them by using technology like thermography. It's a special scanner that scans up your spine. It'll show hot spots and or irritations to the nervous system. These are potential areas of subluxation. A structural chiropractor would more than likely, because of that, start taking x-rays. We can measure alignment. We can look at the nerve channels. We can discover if discs are wedged or bulged. We can find subluxations in your spine. Now listen, ready? Here we go. It says a 67-year-old female went to a chiropractor, received subluxation-specific chiropractic adjustments. What that means is an exam was done to find the subluxations, score them, determine their angles and their positions, and they began a form of treatment using chiropractic techniques to reduce the subluxations. It said the patient received specific chiropractic adjustments in the neck, mid-back, and low back, and they also did some physical therapy to improve their posture. Now, ready for this? After four visits, the patient was able to return to their medical doctor, able to stop taking insulin for diabetes. Blood sugar remained normal throughout the rest of their care. How on earth could you go to a chiropractor, get four treatments, and have your blood sugars go down? Guys, ready for this? Chiropractors do not treat diabetes. We don't diagnose diabetes, nor do we treat it. We diagnose subluxations. We look for nerve interferences. We find the area of compression. We reverse this by using structural specific exercises in chiropractic to return the spine to normal. And as crazy as this sounds, are you ready for this? When the signal is sent from your brain to your organs properly, pancreas, liver, kidneys, etc., intestines, you will work the way you were designed with no interference. Function returns. Okay, so Dr. Ernst, that's one. Like, surely that was just a one-off, right? So how about the fact of this? Ready? Resolution of type 2 diabetes in a patient undergoing subluxation-specific care. So take a look. A 61-year-old male this time had chiropractic care. After 1 month, then, and so getting adjusted and doing some dietary changes, they were able to stop taking their medications. And after 2 months, returned to the medical doctor, confirmed blood glucose levels had normalized completely. Only interventions in this case study, chiropractic care and nutritional coaching to decrease and reduce inflammation. Now you're going to see as we kind of go to the second part of our show today, inflammation and leaky gut is the second main known cause of elevated blood sugars and type 2 diabetes. So here we have an approach where you get adjusted, you clean out your diet, and then what happens? Gone. Okay, now watch this one. This was published several years ago. It says improvement of A1C levels in a patient with insulin-dependent type 1 diabetes. So here's somebody who was told, you know, your pancreas is fully non-working, sugars are extremely low. It's a 4-year-old female diagnosed type 1 diabetic. 24 visits going to a chiropractor, significant reduction in hemoglobin A1C, and it says a reduction in the amount of insulin administered. So by getting chiropractic care, the nervous system was stimulated, the power between brain and organ started to working, the body did not rely on so much outside intervention through medications, and yet insulin levels started to get better, less injections, A1C goes down, chiropractic care added to a 4-year-old child, and what happens? Starts to get better and get improved again. Here's another one, right? Normalization of blood sugars measured following reducing vertebral subluxations in a patient diagnosed with diabetes onset early, so pre-diabetic. Okay, so note, I'm going to read it to you. A case history of a patient successfully treated with chiropractic care, dietary interventions for type 2 diabetes. Within 1 month of treatment, glucose in both the urine and the blood normalized and remained stable. Guys, we're talking like, look at the raw power that you have inside of your nervous system. But doesn't it make sense? If a nerve is interfered with, you lose the signal from your brain to your organs. And yet so many people with type 2 diabetes has never been fully assessed to find out if they have subluxation. We do this in our clinic here locally. A lot of structural and functional chiropractors will do this. I'm holding up a thermography. It's a scanning technique we have where we can roll this device up your spine and find the areas of interference. And what we know is that the vagus nerve is heavily controlled with blood sugars. It regulates almost all major organ functions in your body. And the vagus nerve exits, excuse me, out of the back of your skull. if there's an alignment issue here, if there's pressure on a nerve there, your body physically cannot send the signals properly. And what I'm discussing with you today is, if you're somebody who's a diabetic, if you've been measuring your sugars, if you're taking a medication going, my gosh, I hope there's a better way out of this. I can tell you, you need to pay attention to your nervous system function. It's the number one overlooked, misdiagnosed functional cause that can be why you're not improving with your sugars and your diabetic health. If you'd like some more information about the testing that I just described, download my Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook. Guys, this is free for you. It'll walk you through, how does the nervous system connect with blood sugars? What is the vagus nerve and how do you find out if it's interfered with or not? What is thermography? What are the x-rays supposed to look like? Examples of before and afters, okay? The ebook is yours for free. And then if you join us next Saturday, I'll walk you through how you implement corrective techniques so you can start seeing your sugars drop quickly. You can see your A1C go down. You can see your weight go down, all by letting your body do it by itself. Text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. I can see the text coming in, so thank you guys for that. Hey, don't forget, name and email and the phrase diabetes to 704-906-2094. The masterclass is next Saturday. Can you believe that? Like literally 7 days away from today. Currently over 500 people registered. Why don't you join us? And we're going to conquer diabetes holistically the right way, where you become the doctor. Again, text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. When we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to talk to you about layer number two, a functional cause that elevates blood sugars, can make you diabetic, and it has to do with your gut, the bacteria inside of it, and the likelihood of you having what's called leaky gut. I've got research that shows if you clean out your gut, your sugars will get improved. And I'm going to walk you through what is a leaky gut, and more importantly, how do we fix this? Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. When we come back, functional and structural approaches to managing blood sugars, lowering your A1C, boosting your immune response. Don't forget to take a moment right now and text diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. My Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook, yours for free. The masterclass next Saturday, live event, yours for free. Stick around during the commercial break. Don't go anywhere. The best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. Hey, thanks for tuning in and listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. We're talking today about two functional causes of diabetes that often is never addressed when you're working on managing it through your medical system, right? Taking medications, even with, you know, addressing things with diet and exercise. The conditions I'm talking about today are root causes of diabetes. It's neurological interference or subluxation, where there's a breakdown in the communication between your brain and your organs, most specifically in this case, the pancreas, kidneys, the liver, and now a condition known as increased intestinal permeability, or AKA leaky gut. We spent the top of the hour discussing how a subluxation is an interference in your nervous system. It's a misalignment of the spine that puts pressure and irritation on a nerve root. And if the nerve goes to an organ that's involved in your condition, pancreas, liver, kidney, etc., that could be an underlying root cause. I shared some research showing that patients who have had diabetes, who sought after structural specific chiropractic techniques, saw chiropractors who located subluxations and reversed them, saw their sugars improve, their A1C improve. So the research is showing us if you have a spine that's out of alignment and a nerve system that's interfered with, it could be a underlying cause of why your sugars are high and your A1C is high. If you missed the top of the hour, hey, take a moment right now. Download my Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook. Everything I just discussed, the subluxations, the nervous system involvement, this is by far the most misdiagnosed, overlooked cause. We see it every single day in our clinics. and you can get more information for free today. Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook. Text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Not only will the ebook explain what I just talked about, it has techniques and tips for you to start implementing them today. You can start seeing your sugars drop today. You can start seeing your A1C levels go down as you get retested. And then watch this. It comes with a free live masterclass next Saturday, the 9th, 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm going to come at you live through a computer on a webinar-based platform, and I will walk you through step-by-step how do you take sugars that are elevated, lower them? How do you get your A1C levels down and doing it naturally the right way? Because again, remember, this is a show where you get to become your own doctor, where you get to heal yourself. And unfortunately, if you have a subluxation, that's nerve interference, you can work out as much as you want. You can change your diet as much as you want. The nerve system interference is going to hold things back. Now, we got to talk about this condition called leaky gut and or dysbiosis, okay? Recent research is coming out suggesting that if you're a type 2 diabetic, you're in the 90th percentile of having this as the root cause, an interference in the breakdown of your digestive system and how it regulates your metabolites or a leak to your digestive system. Okay, dysbiosis by definition is an imbalance in the bacteria in your intestines. It's also known as intestinal dysbiosis or a microbiome dysfunction. There's so many different phrases for it, so I don't want you to get confused. Leaky gut is the same thing as dysbiosis, which is the same thing as gastric dysbiosis. Okay, so microbiome breakdowns, all these different phrases imply there's irritation to your gastric system. The cells have spread apart. I want you to think of your digestive system as like a drawbridge, okay? So it opens up to let things in and it closes to keep things out. In a normal environment, it is closed and super tight. So only the things you need get through the gut and into your blood system. So proteins and nutrients, the stuff we need for life. Now, when your digestive system becomes inflamed or irritated or subluxated, if you want to call it that, what happens is the drawbridge begins to open and now bigger and things that shouldn't be in your blood start getting into your blood. Viruses and bacteria, toxins, undigested proteins. And what the research is showing is that it creates an immune response. It inflames the body and you now start to build antibodies against other tissues within inside of you. And it's possible that you may have antibodies against the insulin receptor, so the receiver for the hormone. So if you're attacking your insulin receptor, it breaks down, insulin levels start to climb, blood sugar levels start to climb, and here comes the diagnosis. Well, your A1C is going up and your sugars are going up, so you are a, notice how they don't say a leaky gut dysbiotic patient, they label it as diabetes. So if we want to go deep into this, we have to look and see what the research says. So watch this. 2018, in the journal Current Diabetic Research, okay, the gut microbiome as a target for the potential treatment of type 2 diabetes. I'm holding up an article. You guys can search for it and or look for it. The gut microbiome as a target for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. Okay, what are they trying to say? You could use your microbiome for you or against you. If we correct the microbiome, this may end up being an actual treatment. Now, when's the last time you were at your endocrinologist or your, you know, classic physician with a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes and they said, hey, you know, what we need to do is fix your gut microbiome. And if you do that, you might see some improvements in your sugars. It doesn't happen, guys. So listen to the research. Experiments in both animal and human studies have produced growing evidence of the causality. Did you hear it? Causality, the cause of the gut microbiome in developing obesity and type 2 diabetes. The cause is the gut microbiome and the effect is the development of diabetes and obesity. Cause, gut microbiome dysfunction. Effect, I have elevated blood sugars, I've got too much weight, my insulin's off balance, and I'm a diabetic. It says further, the intestinal microbiome, again, remember, that's the bacteria inside of it, are known to be associated with metabolic syndrome. Now, metabolic syndrome is when you don't just have diabetes, it's when you have high blood pressure and high cholesterol and obesity, and you've got all these other markers that are elevated, which pretty much goes hand in hand with most diabetics. It says also the microbiome and the bacteria are associated with obesity, type 2 diabetes, and fatty liver disease. They all seem to be linked to altered microbial alterations and compositions within the intestines. So the translation, guys, because I know sometimes research can get a little heady, your gut and the bacteria in your gut can either cause you to become diabetic, or if it works for you, it could fix your diabetes. It could reverse it. Okay, take a look at this. 2015, the journal Gut Microbes, Type 2 Diabetes and Microbiome, right? The bacteria in your gut. It says at the intersection of what's known and unknown. Now, again, remember, this is 2015, right? Let's see what they knew back in 2015. I'm going to read for it word for word. The role of your gut microbiome, the bacteria in your intestines, in metabolic disorders is gaining increasing importance. Several studies have reported a significant difference in the profile of the gut microbiome in people with diabetes versus those that don't. So notice, there's a difference in the makeup of the bacteria in the intestines of someone who's diabetic versus someone who's not. The metabolites, meaning the waste products and the things that are given off from the gut bacteria, contribute to, ready for this, to the gut barrier integrity. So what they're saying is the bacteria in your gut determine if you have a sealed intestine or if it's leaking. And if the integrity is compromised, it says a compromised barrier leads to leakage of inflammatory mediators. Leakage of mediators into your systemic circulation, and it also says an increase in insulin resistance. So they're showing in this study, if you have a gut that's dysbiotic, too much bacteria, overgrown, and it's not in the right rates, it causes a leak, and then the metabolites from the bacteria get into your blood, and then those metabolites interfere with your insulin receptors, and the response is now my sugars go up and my A1C goes up. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breather because I know it's a lot of research on today's show. Does this make sense? Do you see what they're showing? A leaky gut and an altered microbiome, the bacteria in your intestines being overgrown, is causing the insulin resistance. We talked earlier about how subluxation can cause organic dysfunction and lead to elevations in sugars and also your A1C. These are functional root causes, and yet most people have never been tested or assessed to see if they have this. How do we look for a leaky gut? Well, we have a very unique urine test. I'm holding it up. It's through a group called Physicians Labs. If you're on our live stream, you can see it. If you're listening on the airways, just pay attention, okay? It's a urine test. You collect it in the morning. You ship it out through FedEx. It goes down and it scores the amount of irritation to your intestines. How inflamed is it? It gives us a profile of your bacteria. Are they overgrown or are they balanced, okay? This is one of the greatest tests you can ever have if you're a diabetic because it shows cause. It also tells us how much, you know, nutrients do you have? Is your body producing energy properly through using sugars and fats and proteins? And are you methylating and detoxing properly? It's a very, very important test. But most importantly, it shows us, do you have dysbiosis and gut leak? Because I'm here to tell you a little secret. Again, if you're that person pricking your finger regularly, hoping your sugars go down, or you've got it stuck to your arm because it's continuously monitoring, and you've been told you have diabetes, remember, that is the effect. What if it's really truly you have subluxations in your spine that have been unaddressed, and you have a gut leak that's been unaddressed, and if you fix those, then your sugars would get better? Because notice, if you have a subluxation, and you have a gut leak, and you're doing nothing about it, and we're taking medications to try to manage our conditions, you're never going to see the light at the end of the tunnel if it's the root cause. So I hope that you get a chance to see with our show today. There is so much out there in the research showing that what is causing it is either a subluxation, a gut leak, or like we talked about last episode, last week, toxins inducing the insulin resistance. So what I'm showing you today, guys, is that there are known causes of diabetes. And if you identify them and you remove them, your body can start to heal by itself. And this is how I have seen patients break out of type 2 diabetes in, you know, 3, 6, 8 months, simply because they let their body do the work for them. Here's another one that came out in 2019, dysbiosis and the gut microbiota. Again, remember, this is the bacteria, contributes to the development of diabetes mellitus. Guys, the research is even saying leaky gut and overgrown bacteria can cause diabetes. Now, if we know this to be the effect, how do we fix this? Okay, step number one, I implore you, download our Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook. Inside of here are all the tests I just mentioned. Further information you can read even after today's show, how you can get connected with the tests, and the tips necessary to start lowering your blood sugars. So text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. I'll send it over to you. And watch this, you get access to our masterclass next Saturday. The masterclass is where we go deep into you specifically. You'll register when you get the ebook, we'll send you some information, you'll update us on your current health conditions, and then we go live on the 9th at 10 a.m. to walk you through what you should do, the kind of testing that can be done, the availabilities, and how you can take responsibility now and start to see drastic changes in your health and your sugar and your weight. Okay, so how do we fix subluxations? Well, you have to find them, and that results in getting someone to test you for them. We mentioned you can't feel them, because they affect function more so than pain. There is spinal thermography that can be done that will locate possible locations. Then you typically need some sort of structural x-rays where we're looking, for example, here's an MRI that we can see the disc bulges and the effect of the spine. Here's an x-ray where we can measure the spaces between the joints and find out if they're in alignment. And that is how we detect subluxations. How do we correct them? Structural specific chiropractic techniques, at-home supportive therapy exercises. We need to know where they are, how bad they are, and then discover how you can correct them either on your own or with supported guidance. We discussed how research shows in as little as a couple months, you can remove subluxations and get the body to start to repair by itself. How do we address this thing called dysbiosis and or leaky gut? Well, number one, we have to repair your intestines. And it comes through what we call the 4R approach. You have to remove the things that you're doing that's causing the leak in the first place. Guys, I've done entire shows on gut leak and dysbiosis, okay? So if you need to binge listen and go back in time and download our episodes and podcasts on leaky gut, do that. Visit AskDrErnst.com, go to iTunes, go to Spotify, and type in Ask Dr. Ernst. You can download information about our Leaky Gut series, or you can just take Cliff Notes today. Remove the interferences that cause inflammation to your gut. About 90 to 95% of it comes from dietary triggers, and that's things like gluten and corn and dairy and soy. Also, for a lot of people, it's the sugars we consume, and it's the alcohol which turns into sugar. So if you want to start the right way and reduce the inflammation, we need to do a drastic dietary shift. No grains, no dairy, no corn, cut the soy out, cut out processed foods, and then we replace them with good, clean, healthy foods. You know what they are. If you need the list, download our Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook. Everything you need to be eating is inside of here. But remember, a lot of you have had irritation to your intestines, so we need to help your digestive system. One of the greatest supplements you can use to start repairing a gut leak is a digestive enzyme. It helps to break your foods down into smaller components and make it easier for you to absorb them. Again, think of it as if the intestines are inflamed and irritated, here comes all this healthy food, but you have to help it to break it down and absorb it. We also need to re-inoculate, step three, right? So step one, remove. Step two, replace. Step three, re-inoculate. Okay, the bacteria in your intestines are typically imbalanced. So we have to get rid of the bad bacteria and reestablish the good bacteria. One of the easiest ways to do that is to start consume healthy fermented probiotic-based foods. This is things like sauerkraut and kimchis, and even taking probiotics that are either soil-based or specific for reestablishing microbiome repair. Then we need to number four, let the gut repair. Here's the unique thing. As soon as you stop interfering with it, the body innately starts to repair. Digestive systems can take at the minimum 2 weeks, upwards to about 2 to 4 months to go through a full repair cycle. And you can help this with certain nutrients. Glutamine is an amino acid powder that's been shown to help glue the intestines back together. Aloe and aloe vera juices, again, is a soother and it's a sealant to the intestines. Slippery elm bark, marshmallow root, okay? There's tons of things. On the back document, the Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook, I have the top 5 herbs that help to regulate diabetes. And what you'll find is they almost always come in the layer of they also help to seal the gut. So take a moment if you're just joining us or if you've been listening all this time and wondering, should I download that ebook? The answer is yes. Text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. The masterclass next Saturday that I'm hosting is yours for free. And why don't we together conquer this condition called diabetes? Because you can do it. Okay, so in summary, 2 functional causes that are most overlooked in conventional testing. Number 1, subluxation. It's a fancy term for meaning interference in your nervous system because of a spinal misalignment. Postural distortions can put a tremendous amount of stress on your nervous system. And what we know is your vagus nerve exits out of the back of your skull between the first bone in your neck and your skull, and an alignment issue there can irritate your nervous system. The vagus nerve regulates blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugars. It makes your organs stay on par. And if the nerve is interfered with, we get changes in organic function. We discussed that a dysbiotic, overgrown bacteria, leaky gut is now a known cause of type 2 diabetes because it creates an inflammatory response that can lead to antibody production that then attacks the insulin receptor. So what we often find in type 2 diabetics is they have high blood sugars, they have high insulin, and they have a receptor that's damaged. And it can be because of the gut leak. So if you get tested properly and you find the underlying root causes and you develop a treatment program and an approach to remove, replace, reinoculate, and repair, now your gut starts healing, sealing, and then your body begins to recover. And again, I've seen this happen in as little as 90 days. I've seen it happen where diagnostic type 2 diabetics with A1Cs north of 7, 8, 9 start to see their A1C levels drop in no time. Because again, remember, A1C is a measurement of how high have your blood sugars been within the last 3 to 4 months. So if we take the approach less traveled, if we clear nerve system interference, if we remove toxins, if we seal a leaky gut, guess what happens? Numbers start to improve. Oh, and by the way, the side effect is, yeah, your blood pressure can go down if you have that. Your triglycerides can reset if you have that issue. Your cholesterols can rebound. You can start losing weight. Your energy can come back. And all of this happens because that's the way you're designed to heal. Again, remember, God put a greater healing power inside of you than anything you can find in a pill, a potion, a lotion, or a cream. You just got to get it out. Release the power from within by removing your interferences, and there's very little that your body cannot do, especially when it comes to removing the interferences at the insulin receptors and your sugars. Hey, thanks for tuning in this week. And guys, we're going to continue our series. Next week, we finalize everything on diabetes. The masterclass is Saturday at 10 a.m. And what you're going to discover is a method that works for reversing sugar elevations and resetting A1C. If you'd like to download our Diabetes Heal Thyself ebook, take the opportunity now. Text the phrase diabetes plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. The masterclass is next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that you found at least an idea that today there are underlying root causes that many people have never addressed. And if you're wondering, I wonder if I have that. I wonder if I can get rid of this. That's what the masterclass is for. Let's elevate your knowledge and start making implemented action steps so you can heal this and see your sugars improve and see your A1C improve. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you guys each and every week. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. If you need more information, visit AskDrErnst.com. And don't forget, we stream live on YouTube and on Facebook every single week. You can download previous podcasts. You can search for condition-specific needs all on AskDrErnst.com. Thanks so much, and I'll see you guys next week. Until then, be blessed.